You're listening to the Lone Star Gridiron Sports Network.
Sometimes you can win games and look over stuff that's happening, well, and because you're winning the game, and you're like, okay, yeah, that happened, but we won. But when you're not successful, or when the game is really tight, then the things that you're not as good at, those things come to light and shine brighter. And so now we have a chance to fix it. And so if it comes back around, when we see that caliber of team, we see that kind of tough team, we've made some adjustments, we've fixed those things, and now we're playoff ready.
Hey, did you know that Lone Star Gridiron does mini helmets? Yeah, custom-designed mini helmets that match your school. When quality and attention to detail are important, choose authentic Lone Star Gridiron mini helmets. Our library currently has hundreds of different Texas high school football teams. If you don't see your helmet, reach out to us about creating one. And hey, they make the coolest fundraisers for your booster clubs. Go to LoneStarGridiron.com and look for mini helmets on the top menu bar.
You're listening to Top Texas Prospect Show on the LSG Network, the authority on Texas high school football.
Season 1, Episode 34.
This is Mark Henry from Top Texas Prospect Show. We appreciate you joining us. We are also on the Lone Star Gridiron Network. You can follow us on our Twitter at TXTP Show, also our website, TXTPShow.com. Also, our podcasts are on the Apple platform for podcasts, Google platforms, and also Spotify. We have a special guest with the playoffs going into the fourth round. We have one of the top coaches in the state, one of the leaders of, I think, one of the best teams in the state, pound for pound. Lancaster High School coach Chris Gilbert. Coach, also my co-host Matt Davidson is in the house, as usual. Coach, I'll let you go with Matt first, and then I'll ask you the questions. We just appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thank y'all, man. Y'all always been good to our program. Mark, you and Matt both have always, you know, our kids have always been real close with you guys, so it was a no-brainer for me to get on here with both of you guys.
Yes, sir. We appreciate your time. You know, I give you this time to talk about your journey throughout this playoffs. We can go ahead and talk about week one and the biggest test that I told you before we started the podcast tonight. I told you I thought your biggest test was week one of the playoffs. Kind of talk about the colony and the things that you guys were able to take away from them that led you to believe that you can go on a run like this.
First of all, they were just a tremendous challenge and, you know, just a great team, great players, very well coached on both sides of the ball. So, you know, we had to try to, you know, make sure that we came up with a plan. You know, to our favor, we were playing at home. We had the higher seed, so it was great for us to walk out of the locker room and walk out and you know, we always talk about, you know, winning where we practice. You know, we're there every day, so home field advantage is huge, and so that's been a very, you know, great piece of hanging fruit for you to try to achieve during the regular season, so you can have that first playoff game at home. And being with all that said, you know, playing those guys, those skilled guys, those three skilled guys, you know, Miller, Gonzalez, and of course Price, and the great quarterback, I believe his name is Harrison. Is it Mikey? I can't remember his last name, but he was a really good player. He's a good quarterback. And then kind of not talked about as often, but you know, they had a really good defensive lineman up there, number 11. He was really good in the box. Number 30 was good out there. And so they were very good on both sides of the ball, and they did a lot of stuff in the kicking game. So it was a tough week of preparation for us. We had a lot to get ready for. And so I was proud of the guys to be able to come out. That was probably one of the toughest bi-district round games in the area. And so, you know, for us to win that first one, we felt like that we actually, you know, have a good chance to make a run. And, you know, you end up with the number one offense in the area for week two is McGinney North. So, but it was a good start for us to beat those boys.
So what was it like to play against McGinney North? And then if you could kind of take us to week three and four of the playoffs and where we are right now.
Yeah. Well, McGinney North was also a great challenge. You know, a very explosive offensive team with a very fast tempo. You know, they had the leading passer in the area, 5A or 6A. They had the leading rusher in the area, 5A or 6A. And they had the number two wide out in the area. They had a Division I tight end, 6'7", 250 pounds, with hands and skill. And they had the largest offensive line that we had seen all year. I think they were averaging 60 points, 63 points a game. So it was a very good challenge for us. And, you know, fortunately, we've had a great year defensively, and we felt like we matched up well. We felt like we could give them some problems as far as, you know, our coverages, our speed, and our athleticism up front on the defensive line. All that together, I felt like that we were able to get some stops. We just wanted to get a few stops, you know, ahead. And it ended up being that, you know, we kind of, you know, got a couple more. We were able to kind of frustrate them a little bit and get them off the field. And then on when we had the football offensively, Trey Bradford, you know, had an outstanding game. He and DQ James out the backfield. You know, we have basically a three-headed monster most of the time at running back with Bradford, DQ James, and Caron Niblett. And then at the wide receiver position, you know, with us, we have Latrell Caples, Magic Rector, L.D. Fair, and a really capable tight end in Desmond Frazier, and a young sophomore quarterback in Glenn Rice Jr. that has really elevated our offensive game since he's taken over the reins. We were able to score some points, and we ended up winning that game pretty handily, and ended up playing another team from the district with the Colony in Frisco Independence. Also, very highly ranked offensive juggernaut. Braylon Braxton at quarterback, number four Wafer at wide out, Young Orr at the running back position. Very explosive offense, and another offense that was highly ranked along the way, and a very solid defense on their team. A lot of good players defensively that play really, really hard. Coach Story and his staff over there did a great job getting those guys ready. And we started out tough. You know, we were down 3-0 at halftime. We had a lot of problems offensively, and we were not able to move the ball. And we went into halftime, made a few adjustments, you know, just kind of calmed everybody down. And, you know, no need to panic. It's two halves to a game. And we came back and rolled off like, you know, I want to say 27 unanswered points. And end up winning the game 34-10. And now we're at the regional final versus the number one team in the state, Frisco Lone Star. And it should be a really good one in about 3 days, 3 or 4 days. Should have a really good ball game.
Coach, just kind of talk about the journey that it's been. I'll end with this question, then I'll turn it over to Mark. It's just kind of a double-headed question. Talk about week by week throughout the playoffs, what your players have shown you, and did you know that they had it in them to get this far? And you know, going into the game on I believe it is Friday night, right?
Yes, sir.
You guys play Friday night. Where are you guys going to be playing at?
We're playing at Rockwall. We're playing at Wilkerson Sanders Stadium in Rockwall.
Okay, so here's how the question. I'll keep it going with what the players have shown you, and then playing against a team like Lone Star, you know, you guys probably feel like you're just as good as them. What is the preparational message that you're giving your guys?
The first part of the question about, you know, did I feel like we had it in us? You know, I always knew, you know, that this group could be a really good football team. We had a very challenging schedule at the beginning of the season, opening up with Duncanville. It was a nationally ranked program. And we also played West Mesquite. They had similar athletes to us. And then we played another 6A school in South Grand Prairie. We were challenging ourselves early to kind of just see where we were and if we had any holes in our clothing. And so after we went on and we saw where we needed to fix some things, but the thing that stands out about this team, and you ask me, why do I think this is the team, or, you know, what is the significant part of this team? It is one thing that keeps coming back, you know, about this group. I just believe this group is extremely, extremely tough. To me, this group is kind of old school tough. Probably haven't had a ball club this tough in maybe 6-7 seasons. They are really, really physically tough and mentally tough too, because we've been down and we've still fought back. We were down in the Highland Park game at one point, 21 points, and ended up taking the game to overtime. We eventually lost the game in overtime, 42-35. But you know, in losing that game to those guys, I felt like that, you know, we really have a special group. going into this Lone Star game, all of those things that I just told you are the reason that I feel like that we have a shot to be successful in the game. Now, when I look at Lone Star, they're the most complete team that we've seen. They absolutely deserve to be, one of the high-ranked teams that they are. They absolutely deserve all the credit that they're receiving and all the notoriety that they're receiving, because they really are a solid football team on both sides of the ball. What I told the guys today at the end of practice is, who do you expect to play right now at this time of year? We're not going to play an easy victory or an easy win type team. We're going to play a really good football team when you only have 8 teams remaining in the state. We take on the challenge. We feel like we have the personnel to compete. And now at this point, I'm just waiting on us to line up and see what we look like on the grass.
Well, Coach, this is Mark again. Again, this is Coach Chris Gilbert from Lancaster High School here on the DFW. He's got a big round 4 matchup, as he's talked about already, with Frisco Lone Star. Coach, my first question will be just about the scheduling that you did. And there's a reason that you scheduled Duncanville first and, of course, Highland Park's in your district. But, I mean, you guys didn't play any cupcakes. You played Mansfield Timberview. You know, your district was tough, too. How does that prepare a team going into big games like this? Because you guys don't seem to be fazed by big-time atmosphere. Of course, you have a fan base that travels well and supports you guys, that whole community over there. Talk about you guys' preparation, starting with a heavy schedule, heavy-duty schedule as far as the teams that you play.
Well, I don't know if any, Matt or you, Mark, I don't know if you guys do any cooking in the kitchen, but I know this, you can't fry fish in cold grease.
That's a good analogy. Yes, sir.
and so what we have to do is that we have to drop us right in there and just kind of see how we hold up. And I've been told a couple of times that, hey, why not, kind of schedule some guys, our level and, our classification. And I get that, But I also love testing our limits. I love us being stretched, because the thing about playing an opponent like a Duncanville, like a South Grand Prairie, like, the best teams in our district, like Mansfield Timberview, like Highland Park, in those type of games, not only are the team, when the actual game starts, not only is it a test for the team, but it's a test for you as a staff with your preparation. And can you cover all your bases to get ready for that kind of game. I mean, it really raises your coaching to a level beyond, just getting ready for someone that, just be honest, that you're just more talented than. I love those kind of games because it also lets us know where we may be deficient. And if you're deficient in an area, when you play a superior team, it will let you know that there's no doubt that you're deficient in that area. And sometimes you can win games and look over stuff that's happening, and because you're winning the game. And you're like, okay, yeah, that happened, but we won. But when you're not successful, or when the game is really tight, then the things that you're not as good at, those things come to light and shine brighter. And so now we have a chance to fix it. And so if it comes back around, when we see that caliber of team, we see that kind of tough team, we've made some adjustments, we've fixed those things, and now we're playoff ready. And so we'll take that loss. I've never been one to worry about, was beating up my record and all of that. That's not what I'm in this thing for. I'm in this thing to, number one, help young folks be successful, teach life through ball, and try to bring something positive to our school district and our community. And there's nothing better than playing on Thanksgiving break and during the winter months, and you're one of the few teams in the state that's still playing. There's nothing better than that in our great state.
You broke it down real good. I love that analogy you just can't cook. You can't fry fish in cold oil. I mean, that's one of the best ones I heard in a long time, and it makes so much sense. I mean, you know, fat meat is greasy. It's the same thing. That's a true statement. Now, I think one of the things I did get a chance to see the McKinney North game. Talk about your sophomore quarterback, Glenn Rice Jr.
That joker there is a special cat now. He's a special dude. I've been really impressed with him in a lot of regard. You know, season started, this cat's 15 years old. He's out there and he's making plays. And the thing that's been most impressive about him, he has a very, very tough attitude when it comes to pressure. And he's handled pressure more so than not most of the season. He's had a couple of moments where he kind of felt the magnitude and of the game, but his complete body of work where he's thrown for almost 3,000 yards, he's thrown almost 30 TDs, and he's thrown less than 5 picks as a sophomore in our league versus the people we played, and he's a sophomore quarterback in the regional final in 5A Division I. So I think that says a lot about him and his ability, and also it says a lot about the team supporting him and having his back. So he's done an outstanding job in running the offense, and you know, he's not just a manager, he's a playmaker. And so we have him for a long time to come, so that's a great feeling as a program.
You're listening to the Top Texas Prospects Show on the LSG Sports Network, the authority on Texas high school football.
Well, I did. You said something about the players around him, which I think, you know, he has some leadership and some guys that have been in the trenches, have been through these deep playoff runs, because you guys haven't just, this is not something overnight that you build. I mean, this has been consistent, you know, definitely within, you know, state football history, but it's your tenure there, definitely. One thing that sets, in my opinion, you guys apart is the speed. I mean, I watched the game the other week in the Trail Capels, and you got Trey Bradford, and you got my guy DQ James. I mean, it's just like you pulling out a new weapon every time. Talk about that speed that you guys have and how that affects a game plan going into, you know, a game like this.
You know what? That's something that we know is definitely an advantage for us. We feel as if our skill is just as good as anybody in the state, whether it's 6A, 5A, 4A, whatever. We're very proud of them, and they've worked themselves into being those players over the years. We got guys that can take a 5-yard hitch route to the house. We got backs that can take an average zone play of 60 yards, you know, and attributed to, you know, our big guys up front helping them out. At this point, all the guys are all in for winning. And this is the time of year that no one cares about how you get there. Everybody just wants to get there. Just like, you know, I heard a saying, you know, hey, don't tell me about the labor pains, just show me the baby. And so everybody's just involved in right now just wanting to get to the end zone. We don't care who's getting there. We don't care who has the stats. At the end, we're worried about that one stat that has a W and a mark in that column. And so right now, the skill guys are doing great. And so we're really proud of the Capels and Bradford and Magic Rector, L.D. Fair, D.Q. James, Karan Niblett, you know, all these guys that touched the ball for us, with Glenn being in control of the offense. They have been doing an outstanding job, especially the second half of this season.
All right, now, Coach, let's dive into it on the defensive side. You got two big guys up front that have been balling out on the defensive line, and then your secondary. It was, you know, just like you told us about some of the game plan going into the Colony, coming, you know, covering some of their receivers, and McKinney North had a big 6'7" tight end that's a top prospect. Cover some of your defensive guys that have stood out this year.
Man, it all starts up front. And I think on our defensive line, it starts with Travion Newton. Big Trey Newton, our senior defensive tackle. And he's basically been, you know, the catalyst of that group. But we have about 8 guys that we rotate in the game on the defensive front. Travion Newton. We got Wayman Dove Smith, who's a junior. He'll be a returning guy who's had an outstanding year at both defensive end and D tackle. We've had Courtney Massengill, who's also a junior, who's our speed rush guy, and he's our drop nickel guy. He's a guy that can really change a game with his speed off the edge. We have James Grace. James Grace is also a very good speed rusher guy that can be a defensive end linebacker. We have David Monroe, who's a nose guard type, 3 technique type, and just, you know, a bull in a china closet type player down there at defensive tackle. We had Tykeno Davis, who's been a little bit banged up all year, who's really was the really true returning guy that has now just now starting to get healthy enough to get back in there and play some, and he's a very good football player. I think I just mentioned just about all of them. Oh, I left out Jordan Washington, who's a veteran, who's also a returning starter and just very steady. So all of those guys that rotate into that ball game on that defensive front, we play all of those guys, and they pretty much just about get the same amount of snaps. And so being able to play several guys on the defensive front has really helped the entire defense with the linebackers and the back end.
All right, and Coach, what is the game plan this week? How's the temperament of the team going in to this big game with Lone Star this week?
Temperament is good. The temperament is positive. We had a great Monday practice. The game plan is, you know, pretty much what it is every week. You know, try to make sure that we're concerned about us. We worry about us. We're very aware of what they do. But we feel like it's about our execution and how we do things and how we protect the ball. And the big thing, when we have an opportunity to cash in, you know, our biggest thing is make sure that we limit our opportunities. Well, actually, we limit missed opportunities, should I say. And that's pretty much it. You know, when we have a chance to score, we got to take it defensively. They have a lot of weapons on their offense. So, you know, we have to make sure that we are always have eyes on number 18, Marvin Mims. He's like I said, he's an explosive guy, but he's not the only guy. They have two good running backs. They have two more good wide receivers. And they also have a very, very good sophomore quarterback. Good sophomore quarterback. And so when you talk about this game, man, it's players all on both teams, on both sides of the ball. It's what a regional final should look like.
Well, it's definitely one of the more intriguing matchups of the week in the state, in my opinion. Coach, one more question for you, and it's kind of not on this season, but I was there last year, and I just want to kind of figure out, or I just want to get your mindset last year in the rain game over in Mansfield last year, and it was I think it was our final score was like 9-6 or 7-6, but I was there till well after midnight. The stoppages in the game, then you guys, I mean, it seemed like both teams didn't want to give in. The other coach and you yourself, I mean, there was multiple meetings and we were standing on the other side. And, yeah. I mean, it was just – that was one of the more difficult situations that a team, a coach, you know, the fan base, everybody stuck around. It was lightning delays. And then you guys end up going playing again the next day on Saturday with about 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. tell me a little bit about that. I've always wondered about how do you make a decision to – you know, as a staff in between two coaches. I mean, this is two school districts. Definitely it was at a, you know, Mansfield Stadium last year. It just, that was so difficult. I know it was trying on you guys. We didn't get a chance to interview or talk to you guys afterwards. But if you could just shed a little bit of light on that, then we'll let you get out of here.
Oh, it was unreal. So, first of all, Coach Melson and I talked early in the week. And it was the first district ball game, okay? And all of our games with the Mansfield schools are always really tough. They just always are, no matter which Mansfield school it is, home or away.
Right.
And so our first deal was we knew that the weather was coming. Some of the that week, I don't know if you remember, but a lot of people moved their game to Thursday that week.
I do.
Coach Melson and I both said that we needed that one more day for preparation. And if you remember, his team was probably at that time the number one team in the area, or definitely a top five with that group that he had. But Jalen Catalon was injured.
Yeah,
but he still had a bunch of guys left on that team, so he had a very good team. And so we declined to move the game to Thursday because we wanted an extra day of prep. So we get out there, and we're on and off the field like four or five times, you know, the duration of the game. And every time we're on and off, we're like, it's like 45 minutes to an hour between us going back. It was the toughest situation for kids that we've ever had to put them through, because we arrived at that stadium for pregame at 4:50. We ended up leaving that night at 1:15 a.m. And we got to the school at almost 2 a.m., which got just the kids probably got home at 2:30. And we had to be right back up at the school the next morning at like 9 because we were going to start the game. We had to be back at 8 because we were going to start the game at like 11 or something like that. It was early. So we had to get the kids back up, get them back to the school. It was crazy because we wore gray in the first half of the game, and then we came back for the second half of the game all white because the gray was soaking wet. So we had to change uniforms. And not only that, when we left with the game, the last stoppage of the game, it was actually less than 2 minutes on the clock. It was like a minute and something.
Yeah, it was like a minute and 30 seconds or something.
We had
and it was fourth down.
Fourth down and four on our own 11-yard line. So I went home and thought about all night about all the contingencies, okay? And I had to come up with a plan, my staff and I, about how we were going to attack it. So we came up how we were going to attack it to try to – we were going to go for it. You know, I had burned a timeout, you know, probably shouldn't have, but I had burned a timeout in a portion of the game that I wish I wouldn't have. And so I almost backed myself into a corner to have to actually go for it. So we went for it, and we got the first down, and I can remember going to get some breakfast that morning. I went to Whataburger, and I remember on a receipt I was jotting down some notes on what to do, and something came across my mind about a fresh running back. Okay, because you're talking about if anybody is sore from the previous night, it had to be the running backs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everybody else was probably okay. So DQ James, who was a sophomore at that time, he hadn't had many touches at all that night. So I wanted to feature him the next day, and lo and behold, we call a play for him, just a simple wide stretch zone, and he pops this thing. He pops it and takes it to the house, you know, after we get the first down. We take the lead. We kick it back off to them. They fumble the kickoff. We recover it and score again. And so we come back and win the game, a big pivotal district ball game. It took us 20 hours to play the game.
Wow.
And I'm talking about I've never experienced anything like that, but what a win for us. Because we had already made our mind up, if we didn't get the first down, our contingency was to let Legacy score, because the score would not be out of reach at that point, because the score was like a baseball score. I couldn't remember what it was, but it was single digit to single digit.
6-3 or something like that.
Yeah. So we were going to just let them score and see if we could get the ball back if we did not get the first down. But on 4th and 4, we got the first down. And then 2 plays later, I think we complete a pass to LD Fair. And then like a play later, DQ James pops like a 45-yard run for a touchdown. And we go and win the game.
I know. That was one of the longest games I'd ever seen. And it was a great game, but even though it was raining, because they did have the two guys that ended up going to Arkansas on the D-line. They had a receiver that was also the kicker that was committed to U of H at the time. So, I mean, it was on paper, it was a really good matchup, but the elements just kind of made it just a disaster. And with it taking well into after 1 o'clock, 1:30 at night to finally say, and, you know, the thing about it is I was thinking to myself and, you know, also the other media guys that were there, you know, we were actually on the Mansfield side because that's where the press box was. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was almost like they would send somebody over there and then y'all would send somebody back and then they'd send somebody and then everybody's just kind of wondering. Then you go back and start playing. They call it a lightness. Again, last fall was one of the toughest in Texas high school football history for weather delays and stuff. Not as bad this year, but I just happened to be at that game, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to you about it. I just wanted to – I mean, that's the stuff made – you know, you could make a movie just about what you guys at schools went through to get to that game, the game's elements, coming back and playing again. I mean, it's stuff that, you know, books are written about.
It is something, man, and that's the kind of thing that makes your team special. Those kind of happenings, whether they happen last year or this year, when you go through that kind of stuff and you got guys that are returning that have had those kind of happenings to them, you know, during their careers, and then if you feel like they can withstand a lot. And so that was a tough situation for us to come back that next day because it was harder on us than it was them. Because we had to travel there, stay there for all that time. We were there for 8 hours. We were there for 8 hours, almost nine. And then we leave and have to drive back to our high school and come back the next day. You know, and so we were the visitors. So that situation was really tough. And so, you know, just I was so proud of those. That was a very special win for us that game. Very special.
You're listening to Top Texas Prospect Show on the LSG Network, the authority on Texas high school football.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you joining us on Top Texas Prospect Show. This is Coach Chris Gilbert from Lancaster High School going into a big game. Coach, the game is Friday night, right, at Rockwall?
Friday night, 7:30 at Wilkerson Sanders Stadium in Rockwall, Texas versus the Lone Star Rangers.
All right, there you have it. Coach, this is a part of the show where we allow you to thank some people that have helped you guys this season or some of the coaching staff or anybody that you want to shout out to. Just give your shout outs real quick.
Well, absolutely. First of all, I want to thank the Weibo Tigers. Our team, you know, what a great football team. I'm so proud of them. I told them today, you know, they've kind of changed me the way I've coached. They've given me some confidence because of how they play, and I hope I've given it back to them. Our coaching staff has been outstanding in helping these guys and managing this group. And our administration, from our central office to our high school campus with our principal, Ms. Eleanor Webb, her assistant principals, our teachers in our school building, our great, great athletic director, Coach Beverly Humphrey, and everybody in our city. And, you know, it's a special time. Everybody is supporting us. And all we want to do is just deliver. So I'm very grateful for everything that has been helped for us with these guys, our players. And so I'm just very appreciative of where we are. And we just want to keep our train rolling.
Matt, any final thoughts for Coach Gilbert?
No, I just want to thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time. And, you know, good luck to you on Friday night. I know it's going to be a tough game, but I feel like your guys are already battle tested. So this will be, you know, everything that you want, everything that the kids probably thought about, you know, growing up, that being leading up to this game because you're getting closer and closer to state.
Matt, you said a whole lot right there, and you're exactly right, man. It's what we want, man. We want to, if you want to be the champion, you want to be the best that the state has to offer. And big shouts to you and Mark, man, for y'all doing this and giving these kids a platform. Texas high school football is special. It's very special in DFW. And you guys covering it and spending time covering it and giving these guys a platform, it's very cool of y'all, man. So big ups to y'all and thank y'all so much.
Oh, yeah. What a lot of people don't know that I've been doing lately is I've been getting ready to make my transition. I'm becoming a pretty big PA announcer. I did a lot of playoff games over at the Gopher Warrior Bowl, and I think next year or the year after I'm taking over for the GP announcer, and I'm already the Grand Prairie High School basketball announcer, so that's this you know, I'm really staying in my lane with the PA announcing, and that's something that I'm focused on right now, too.
That's what's up, brother. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, appreciate it. And, you know, congratulations to you on building this program to what it is, because, I mean, if it wasn't for you, you're, you know, Lancaster wouldn't be what it is, in my opinion. So, I you know, I can appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I got a lot of folks that came before me that I just kind of laid some more bricks. But, man, I appreciate you saying that.
Thank you very much. And again, this is Mark Henry, Matt Davidson, Top Texas Prospect Show. You can follow us on Twitter at TSPP Show. Also, you can check out TSPPShow.com, website for past episodes. And also, we are on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Top Texas Prospects Show.
Season 1, Episode 34.
You can support us by subscribing to the show in your favorite podcasting platform. You can support the show by giving us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and by sharing Top Texas Prospects Show. Our hosts are Matt Davidson and Mark Henry, produced by Lorelei Majernik. Audio and technical direction by Dan Keck.
Did you play Texas high school football? If you did, you're part of an elite group, the Brotherhood of Texas High School Football. All football players, past and present, who have ever suited up in the Lone Star State are eligible. Go to LoneStarGridiron.com/brotherhood. And thank you for the part you played in the greatest sport in the greatest state.